Some lack arms, but he who has arms should fight. No god is going to fight for the unarmed. The law decrees that victory in war goes to the brave, not to those who pray. That coward should be ruled by the wicked, that is just. It is for the gods to come to me, not for me to go to them. You must make yourselves like the gods, not like good men. The end is not to be sinless, but to be a god. Sinners can also draw water from the rivers. The giver does not know what he is giving, but simply gives. How does man stand with respect to the all? As a part? No. As a whole that belongs to itself. Lacking unity, things are deprived of being. The more unity, the more being they possess.
Academic Agency.
Every being is itself by belonging to itself. And belonging to itself, it concentrates itself. As unity, it possesses itself and has all the grandeur, all the beauty. Therefore, do not run and flee from yourself indefinitely. Everything within is now gathered into its unity. What is the good for such a man? He himself, his own good. The life that he possesses is perfect. He possesses the good in that he seeks nothing else. To take away what is other with respect to your own being is to purify yourself. In simple rapport with yourself, without obstacle to your pure unity, without anything mingled within this purity, being solely yourself in pure light, you have become a vision. Though being here, you have ascended. You have no more need for a guide. Fix your glance. You will see. The state of being is in the present being. Every being is in act and is act. Pleasure is the act of life. Souls can be happy even in this universe. If they are not, then blame them, not the universe. They have surrendered in this battle where the reward crowns virtue. From fear, totally suppressed, the soul has nothing to dread. He who fears anything has not attained the perfection of virtue. He is a half thing. Impressions do not present themselves to the superior man as they do to others. They do not reach the inner being where they are other things, pains and losses, his own or others. That would be feebleness of the soul. If suffering is too much, so be it. The light in him remains, like the lamp of a lighthouse in the turmoil of wind and tempest. Master of himself, even in this state, he will decide what is to be done. That would not be such if a demon were acting within him. In him, it is the sovereign mind that acts. There, the reason for being does not exist as a reason, but as being. Better said, the two things are one. Each should be itself. Our thoughts and actions should be our own. The actions of every being should belong to it, be they good or bad. When the soul has pure and impassive reason for its guide, in full dominion of itself, wherever it wants to direct its energy, then alone the action can be called ours, not another's. From within the soul, as a purity, as a pure dominating and sovereign principle, not from an action that is diverted by ignorance and split by desire, then there would be passion and not action in us. The sensations are the visions of the sleeping soul. Everything of the soul that is in the body is asleep. The true awakening is to exit from the body, to exchange existence with another body, is to pass from one sleep to another, from one bed to another. Truly awakening is to abandon the world of bodies. All that one sees as a spectacle is still external. One must bring the vision within. Make yourself one with what you have to contemplate. Know that what you have to contemplate is yourself, and it is you. Like someone possessed by the god Apollo or a muse, he would see the divine light blazing within. If only he had the power to contemplate this divine light in himself. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.